joining Steele & Oat. I'm Laurel Bowman. India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period. It was the lowest in 11 weeks. The country was seeing more than 1,000 virus deaths per day last month. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. Health experts have warned about the potential for the virus to spread during the religious festival season beginning later this month, which is marked by huge gatherings of people in temples and shopping districts. France is the latest European nation to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and 8 other cities in step with restrictions across the continent. And in Spain, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe. A hospital president and the director of the Health Commission in the northern Chinese city Qingdao has been fired after China's latest coronavirus outbreak. A brief notice on the city government's official microblog says the two people were placed under further investigation. No other details were given. Authorities ordered testing of all 9 million people in the city after a total of 12 cases, including those not displaying symptoms, were discovered over the weekend, accounting for China's first local transmissions in about 2 months. Similar mass testing campaigns have taken place after previous outbreaks. China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, has largely eradicated the virus domestically, but remains on guard against imported cases and a second wave of domestic transmission. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is poised to take the first steps toward approving Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. After the 2 days of questioning, the committee is scheduled to start considering the nomination Thursday morning. The meeting is a procedural formality and will be conducted ahead of a panel of law experts and advocates who will testify for and against Barrett's nomination. A vote by the committee isn't expected until next week. In her Senate testimony, Barrett has stressed that she would be her own judge and sought to create distance between herself and past positions. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences and dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night, Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Mr. Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. New Zealand is holding a general election on Saturday, and opinion polls indicate Jacinda Ardern is on track to win a second term as prime minister. Her popularity soared this year after she led an effort to stamp out the coronavirus. New Zealanders will also vote on whether to legalize marijuana and euthanasia. Meanwhile, Facebook shut down the page of a fringe New Zealand political party on Thursday, days before the general election, for sharing what the company called misinformation about the novel coronavirus pandemic. The newly formed Advance NZ Party's page was taken off because of repeated violations of Facebook's policy on misinformation about the virus that could lead to imminent physical harm, Facebook said in a statement. Advance NZ said Facebook's action was election interference. The party has stirred controversy with an anti-vaccination stance and has also called for an end to coronavirus lockdowns. It is said the case fatality rate of the virus is not unlike that of seasonal influenza. Thai police have dispersed a group of pro-democracy protesters who camped out overnight outside the office of the prime minister to demand his resignation, leading him to implement a severe state of emergency in the capital area. An AP journalist saw riot police advance from multiple locations to force out a few hundred protesters outside Government House, the seat of the prime minister. Protesters were seen taken away in police trucks. Dear Remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA.